This weekend, two of the area's best music venues team up for two nights of great jazz music. Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and the Masary Center for the Arts at the College of St. Rose in Albany present the Bridge Jazz Festival with a concert on Friday at the Music Hall and a concert on Saturday at the Masary Center. The performers are the Marcus Roberts Trio, clarinetist, saxophonist Anat Cohen, Heard, the Fred Hirsch Trio, Cecile McLaurin-Savant, and the Gretchen Parlato and Alan Hampton duo. Here to tell us more are John Elbaum, Executive Director of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, and Salvatore Prizio of the Masary Center, Programming Manager. And it's a great pleasure to welcome both of you back to the program.
Thank you very much.
See you again. Thank you very much for being here. Here's what I love. I love when arts institutions do really cool things. I love when arts institutions combine their efforts to do really cool things. And when I talk about partnerships with people, they always say, "Well, you know, it's a no-brainer." And yet, it's not always done.
it's a great concept. Like a lot of things, it's harder in practice than it is when you're just thinking about it. But this is a very worthwhile enterprise that we're engaged in now. I mean, the lineups are fantastic, and we're really excited about it.
So before we get to the lineups and talking about how great it is and why everybody should come, how do you both benefit in something like that, where you have a partnership where half of it's at one place, half of it's at the other, and you have one name, this umbrella over these two very separate events?
Well, I think from our perspective, I think from Sal's as well, you know, we're both trying to build audiences. We're trying to get better exposure for our venues, and we're trying to get people to think more regionally than just locally, and that's really the key to our continued success.
I would second that. I mean, it's the idea of cross promoting between his, you know, John's regular patrons at the Troy Music Hall and the alumni and regular patrons at the Masary Center for the Arts. It's an opportunity for us to reach out, you know, reach across that bridge and hold hands, talk to the other patrons and introduce them. A lot of John's patrons have never been to the Masary Center for the Arts and vice versa. So
exactly,
it's an introduction.
You use the word bridge in what you were just describing. So is that how that all came about?
We threw around a bunch of different ideas, and Karen Good over at the Troy Music Hall, I think she was the one that came up with the idea.
I think so, yeah.
And we loved it.
But the concept fits. I mean, it really is. Yeah. We're trying to bridge that river and that mindset that prevents you from crossing
the river.
Right.
Right. The literal river that is between the two of you. When it comes to the actual programming of it and acts, so does that say, okay, you go do your thing, you guys go do your thing, or do you work on that collaboratively and say, this would work best for us, this would work best for us? How does that all shape up?
Well, the genesis of it was we started to have some conversations and did a little bit of brainstorming, but certainly some things fit better with our acoustics and our physical space, and the same is true, I think.
Absolutely.
It's for you.
You know, we do have, like John was saying, we have collaborative conversations in regards to what we're doing on each night. But for the most part, you know, John has his set of contacts, I have mine, and we'll throw ideas out at each other. Maybe something that I have that might work there, but for the most part. Yeah.
So you each have your venues. You each have your mission statements, of course, and the things that you want to accomplish in the programming of a particular event and overall in a season. So when it comes to something like this, does this have its own particular mission statement of this is what we want to accomplish through this bridge, through this partnership, through this event, this music festival, this jazz festival? This is what we want to accomplish.
Well, for us, we've been strategically trying to create collaborative arrangements with a number of other cultural organizations, including Albany Pro Musica, Troy Chromatics Concerts, the Troy Cultural Alliance. This is part of our strategic emphasis for the coming season. So this fits well with that. In terms of artistic programming, of course, the hall is renowned as a jazz location, and we've had a long and storied tradition of the greatest jazz luminaries of the 20th century who've performed there.
And as far as your mission, Sal, I mean, it's somewhat because of the college setting. So obviously, you have an educational mission as well, but you fit this into what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the main, you know, one of the main missions of the College of St. Rose with the Mastery Center for the Arts, in addition to the educational facility that it is to introduce new people to the college. So anytime I can partner with people in the community or other organizations in the community in order to introduce new people to the College of St. Rose, the setting, the Mastery Center for the Arts, I'm always open for it.
Right. When so let's talk about the individual nights and start first with Friday night. So what can we expect?
A fabulous show.
Absolutely.
Well, we kick off the night with one of my favorite local groups, Herd, with Elizabeth Cassius and Brian Melick and Adi Knowles and a whole great rhythm section. And they're just so high energy and so fun. And then we go to Anat Cohen, who is a brilliant Israeli clarinetist and is in brings many international influences from Brazil and from the Middle East and all kinds of interesting jazz traditions and world music traditions into her music. And Marcus Roberts, who I think is maybe under-recognized, even though he worked for years with Wynton Marsalis and other great jazz artists, but his, I think he's well known for creating such an interplay among his trio that it's really more than just listening to Marcus Roberts. It's hearing this whole mechanism work on stage, and it's like a one organic being.
And then comes Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. Gretchen Parolato starts off the evening with with Alan Hampton as a duo. It's a fantastic lineup for the two of them, and I was really interested. I've been trying to get Gretchen Parolato up here in one form or another for a couple of years now, and this was the first opportunity we were able to make everything work. She won the Thelonious Monk Vocal Jazz Competition in, I think, 2011. And then Cecile McLaurin-Salvant won it in 2013, and her album actually was up for Jazz Grammy this year for Best Vocal. And then we finish off the evening with the Fred Hirsch Trio, who was also up for a Grammy for Best Jazz Trio, or Solo Improvisational Jazz Solo. Mm. So a lot of Grammys in the room.
Not a bad thing. When you have a festival like this, I would assume, while not required, the hope would be that people would come out for two great nights and see both
right.
events.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have a festival ticket. It's a great value, and you know, to experience two different lineups in two very different venues, I think is a unique opportunity for folks.
When and by the way, just so people know, you can obviously go to the Mastery Center site or the Tri-Savings Bank Music site. But if you just go to our site, wamc.org/roundtable, we have everything there, all the information, the links, and
great.
Make it easy so you can navigate it and find it. So we'll try to alleviate a bunch of phone calls coming to the front desk of the office. not that we mind them. Just saying, we can alleviate them. When you have a event like this, I mean, obviously you're just looking to get through Friday and Saturday, but then are you thinking, you know, future collaborations? Will that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've started to talk about it already. So.
Yeah, John and I have had a great time working with each other, and we've known each other now for a couple of years through the different arts organizations in the area. So it's been a great experience. It's something we're looking to build upon for future seasons to come.
And isn't to me the bright side, the wonderful glass half full part of this, or even maybe three quarters to brimming full, is the fact that we have all of these wonderful resources that can come together because we have such a rich arts environment. I mean, the fact that we have these wonderful places where, in this case, jazz, but also, as you mentioned, with vocal performance, and there's just so many great organizations to come together and to collaborate with.
Right, and certainly part of the intention is just to raise the profile of that awareness that there is all this stuff that's happening here. This is a great cultural environment here that we have here, and we should all be appreciative and take advantage of it.
And get out of the cold.
And right, get out of the cold. Right. Go to some places. Right. Some more. And you know, of course, Troy is known for it, world famous for the acoustics of that place. But my God, I've attended two events now at the Mastery Center. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's really a neat place to see a performance. It was for Doc Severinsen. That was
an
incredible
was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jazz does really well in that space. It was originally designed as a classical right. music space, but we're able to make it work for jazz and some other, you know, genres of music. But yeah, it's just intimate enough that you feel like you're almost in the the living room sure. with them, a private jam session kind of thing. There's no bad seats inside the Master Center, and like you said, the acoustics are fantastic in there. So
again, two wonderful venues and two great nights of fantastic jazz music. For more information, just go to our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable, and we'll have the links there to find out about the festival passes and about how to take advantage of both nights or just a single night of the Bridge Jazz Festival being held both at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and at the Masary Center for the Arts at the College of St. Rose in Albany. John and Salvatore, I thank you very much for being here. It's always a great pleasure to speak with you and about your great efforts. I thank you for all you do and for the arts community here in the Capital Region and beyond. And it's just a great pleasure. And I wish you all the luck in the world over this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Great Thank pleasure. You again.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.